A few years ago, an American musicologist was looking through forgotten manuscripts in Russia and found the original 1935 piano score to Prokofiev's famous ballet Romeo and Juliet. His discovery revealed significant differences from the more familiar version. The restored score has been choreographed by Mark Morris and was given its world premiere at Bard College earlier this month. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz was there and has a review.
Here's a story with a happy ending. Sergei Prokofiev's most popular ballet, Romeo and Juliet, was first performed in 1940 and has gone through many different productions, the best known of which is probably the one Kenneth MacMillan choreographed in 1965 for England's Royal Ballet, with Margot Fonteyn and Rudolf Nureyev as the star-crossed lovers. The score is a mixture of memorable tunes, swooning romanticism, savage rhythms, and twinkling wit. At times, the orchestration is also heavy-handed, and there are some dull stretches. But this isn't the music as Prokofiev first conceived it. Princeton musicologist Simon Morrison, going through a neglected archive in Russia, discovered the full piano score to Prokofiev's original version. This includes passages the composer later dropped and has detailed instructions for a lighter, edgier orchestration, more dissonant and more sparkling than his revision. Even more startling was the happy ending, in which Juliet revives from her sleeping potion before Romeo kills himself, and the two rush away to live blissfully ever after in a heavenly musical paradise. All of this was unacceptable to the conservative Soviet censors, who regarded Prokofiev's departures from tradition as decadent. They canceled the ballet and warned Prokofiev it would never be performed unless he changed his plan. And so he did. Musicologist Morrison, a scholar in residence at Bard College in upstate New York, and Leon Botstein, the president of Bard, who is also a conductor, wanted to do a new dance piece to this never-performed score. So Bard commissioned America's most celebrated choreographer, Mark Morris, to do a new full-length dance work that would finally follow Prokofiev's original intentions. Now, with Prokofiev's original title, Romeo and Juliet on Motifs of Shakespeare had its world premiere at a gala performance at Bard on July 4th, and it's a wonderful new addition to the dance repertoire. Prokofiev's original score sounds fresh and vibrant without the labored stretches of the familiar version. One reinstated passage is an amusing series of Middle Eastern dances, the gift Juliet's suitor, Paris, presents her with when he thinks she's accepted his proposal. The happy ending brings together some of the most beautiful music in the score, tender and ethereal. Morris creates a ravishing pas de deux for the reunited lovers. Set against a starry night sky, you wonder if they are, after all, literally in heaven. Thank you. The entire ballet is gripping and much earthier than previous versions. The opening night lovers, David Leventhal and Rita Donahue, were endearingly passionate. Their first post-coital pas de deux was both sexy and teasing. Mark Morris is famous for breaking the gender barrier in his casting. In Romeo and Juliet, the villainous Tybalt, Juliet's cousin, and Romeo's witty friend Mercutio are both danced by women, with especially dazzling mercurial choreography for Mercutio, danced by the dazzling and mercurial Amber Darra. Both the choreography and the costumes suggest that there is little difference between the Montagues and the Capulets. The warring families dress the same and go through identical expressions of grief. Opening night, the musical performance was a little rough, but Leon Botstein led the American Symphony Orchestra with both vigor and earnestness. He clearly believes in this score and made me believe in it too.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He teaches English at the University of Massachusetts Boston. Romeo and Juliet on Motifs of Shakespeare will go on tour beginning in September. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org.